And he kneels in the dirt in front of Jesus in his fine clothes. I've seen paintings of this guy, and sometimes they have him standing there kind of arrogantly. And I don't think they're beautiful paintings, I don't think they really capture what was happening here. This was a man who was desperate. This was a man who was willing to publicly humble himself to get what he wanted so desperately. And a very interesting conversation takes place. Fascinating. First thing he does, he addresses Jesus. What does he call Jesus? What does he call him? Good teacher. What must I do? And Jesus bypasses the question completely, goes right to the heart of the first issue and says, why do you call me good? There's only one who is good. Who is that? God. Why do you call me good? There's only one who is good, and that's God. Now, does that mean that Jesus wasn't divine? No. In fact, it proves that he is divine. Because if there is only one who is good, and that's God, and we know that Jesus was sinless, I mean, it doesn't get any gooder than that. You ain't got no sin, you're pretty good, right? If Jesus was therefore good and he was sinless and there's only one who is good and that's God, what does that make Jesus? God. The divine Son of God. God the Son. Second member of the Trinity. Okay. And so this guy failed to realize, with all of his good intentions, with all of his earnestness, he failed, number one, to realize that standing in front of him was not simply some rabbi. Standing in front of him was the very incarnation of God in human flesh. So, first test, swing and a miss. Strike one. Let's see how he does on the second pitch. Now at this point, Jesus says something very interesting to him. He says, good teacher, you know, what must I do? What good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus gives him a very interesting answer. He says, there's no good but God, but if you want to inherit eternal life, keep the commandments. All right? And he lists them. Don't commit adultery, don't commit murder, don't steal. You know, takes one from Leviticus, love your neighbor as yourself. But it's interesting what he says there to the guy, because first of all, he says there's no one who's good but God, right? But then he tells the guy, if you want to inherit eternal life, you have to be what? Good. One of those things that makes you go, Wow. There's no one who is good but God. But if you want to inherit eternal life, you have to keep the Ten Commandments. In other words, you have to be good. Now, apparently, the wheels aren't turning all the way. And Jesus lists the commandments. He says, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't murder, don't lie, love your neighbor as yourself. And the guy says to Jesus, teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth. You'll notice this time he calls him teacher. He doesn't call him good teacher. Okay? So he's starting to pick up. He's picking up something. It ain't too good. He doesn't call him good teacher this time. He got burned the last time. He just says teacher. In other words, he's saying, okay, I'll concede God is good, and I'm pretty good. I'm just not so sure about you anymore. So teacher, whatever you are, all of these things I've kept from my youth. I don't know about you, but I'm hanging pretty steady here. From my youth, from the time I was a boy, all of these things. So instead of letting Jesus' words convict him and show him, wow, yes, only God is good. I'm like everybody else. I'm in the same boat. I have failed just like everybody else. I have fallen short. I have done these things, if not by my deeds, by my thoughts and my heart. I'm guilty. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And I need this one who is standing in front of me to make me right, to make me whole, to save me. Instead, he says, okay, check plus. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. What else you got? Is that all you got? Bring it, baby. What else do I lack? Besides a brain. If I only had a brain. Proverbs says, every man does right in his own eyes. Here's a guy, he's a rich ruler, so he's familiar with the synagogue. He's a rich Jewish ruler, young man, he's familiar with the synagogue. At some point in the synagogue, he may have heard the scroll being written from the book, read from the book of Psalms, Psalms 14, that Paul later quotes, where it says, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is how many? There is none who does good. No, not one. What an indictment. There is none who seeks God. So if you're really trying to specialize in having a seeker-sensitive church, yeah, there is none who does good. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't do good deeds on occasion from time to time. People do. I mean, if somebody says, well, I've done good things, okay, maybe you have. You're supposed to. God says, love your neighbor as yourself. So if every once in a while you do something good to your neighbor, you're only doing what you're supposed to be doing anyway. There's no great reward in that. God said, love your neighbor. You did on like May 13th of last year, son of a gun. Good for you. You're supposed to. But that in no way makes up for all the times you lied against your neighbor and wounded your neighbor and stolen from your neighbor and coveted from your neighbor and gossiped about your neighbor and argued with your neighbor and spoke bad about your neighbor and on and on and on and on and on. And by neighbor, I mean your friends, your family, your neighbor, your literal neighbor, whatever, in your relationships. Because of the fact you did a couple good deeds, it can't possibly make up for all the garbage that we have all done to the people we ought to have treated better. And I'm not doing that to slam anybody. I just know how frustrating it is when you want to do the right thing, and I know how far short I've fallen, how many times I've thought to myself, man, why did I say something like that? How could I be so hurtful? Wow. So even after Jesus tells the man, there is no one good but who? God. And that he would have to have done good to inherit eternal life, the rich young ruler jumps to his own defense, puts up the wall, maintains his own self-righteousness. In the words of the legendary Chuck Thompson of the Orioles, swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2. Let's see how he does on the next pitch. How do you think he's going to do? Okay. Those of us who've been gone through Chris Peeler's evangelism training, taken some of those classes, got the routine down pat, and we've gone out to the mall, or we've gone to the outlets, or we've gone to the street, or gone to various places and shared the gospel with people. And according to this particular way of presenting the gospel, we use the law first in order to bring conviction to the person. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And so we take people through the Ten Commandments to try to help them to see that they are, like all people, a sinner in need of a Savior. Have you ever told a lie? What does that make you? A liar. Have you ever stolen anything? What does that make you? A thief. A stealer. If you ever, yeah. So would you be innocent or guilty on the day of judgment? I'd be guilty. Well, then does that mean you go to heaven or to hell? So on and so forth. But you know, if you've been out on some of these excursions that we've gone on, you'll know that sometimes you run into people, and you guys can bear witness that this is true. They will not admit that they have broken any of these commandments. Right, Paul? Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I saw him shaking his head up and down. Like, yeah. They will not admit that they have broken any of these. I mean, have you ever told a lie? Well, no. What? No, not really. You just did, thank you very much. The law says you should not commit adultery, but if Jesus said if you so much as look at someone who's not your spouse to lust after them in your heart, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. Have you ever had a lustful thought in your head? No. Can't think of it. Lying again. Usually their girlfriend is standing right there. I think that's what happens sometimes. No, I've never looked at another woman, you know.